Sunday means sports cards at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. ESPN 106.3's Chris Coquel and J-Mart come to you from South Florida's premier sports card and memorabilia event, the PBKC Sports Card Show. Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, here's Chris Coquel and J-Mart.
It is Sunday.
Yes,
it is sunny out. And you know what, J-Mark? There's day drinking happening today. There's lunch happening today.
Yep.
There's deals being made today. Do you know where you can get all of that, J-Mark?
Where?
Right here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club, as we are live from the Palm Beach Kennel Club for their sports card and memorabilia show. I'm so excited to be back again. Chris Coquel here with the one and only J-Mark. Live on ESPN 106.3. J-Mart, man, this is exciting stuff. To be here again and watch this event grow week after week, every time we come, I find something else. Just walking in the door, there's something else I'm even more impressed about.
Yeah, it does. It continues to grow and grow. And I think this is the, I think we're at number four now, which, I mean, by looking at this show, it looks like one that's been going on for years and years. So They definitely, everybody here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club, PBKC, should be very proud of the progress and the growth of this show.
Yeah, I mean, to see it go on and become one of the biggest card shows in all of Florida, really anywhere you can go, and just to see all the different things you can do here. Again, what I love about it is you see that there's people of all ages here enjoying the event. It's not just older people, there's kids, there's people of all ages, there's something for everyone, whether you're a diehard sports fan, whether you're a sports just into the memorabilia for making profit, whether you're into Pokemon or some of the other games and cards and collector's items, jerseys are being sold here, you know, signed memorabilia, plus it's free, and there's door prizes, and you can win more stuff, and there's a full bar, and you can get lunch. And, oh, no, but J-Mart, I want to watch football on Sunday, so I don't know. I guess I got to leave at 1 o'clock?
No, actually, they have every game on here. You can catch every game
500 here. TVs.
500 TVs.
The NFL ticket. They have it all here. Speaking of the NFL, I want to get into that. We'll get into all the sports card stuff show. But there's something happened last week that just has me kind of mesmerized about what this league has become. We're around the same age, right? So I'm 42. We're close to the same age. When you think of quarterbacks, who do you think of?
Just the word quarterback. I think of Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning. I think of Tom Brady now. So you know, you think of your Brady versus Manning. That's what it was growing up. What would you argue with your friends about? You argue, hey, are you a Brady guy or are you a Manning guy? I was always a Manning guy. I seemed to lose all these arguments all the time. Just like I've told you with Sports Card Show, I traded all my Shaquille O'Neal rookie cards. I had every single one. I traded them all for Alonzo Mourning cards because I was an Alonzo Mourning guy. We go through and we make these decisions of which guy you are. Well, Sunday night, Lamar Jackson takes on Patrick Mahomes, and we know Patrick Mahomes has been a Super Bowl champion. We know Lamar Jackson from here being the Boynton Beach product and what he's done in the past, so we know being an NFL MVP, being a Boynton Beach product, being a Heisman winner, you kind of have to see these are the top two quarterbacks in the league right now. And I know people will slander Lamar. I don't want to get into all that, the reasons why, because I think there's deep-seated reasons of why people slander Lamar that have nothing to do with football. But it came down to, I was sitting there watching with my kids, and I laughed because my one son, who's 10, had a Lamar Jackson jersey on. My other son, who's 5, had a Patrick Mahomes shirt on. Not put on by me. Usually I'm the one who, you know, I say, no, you are sports fans. You're going to wear these things. I'm a terrible father. I make them like what I like. But this case, they put them on. They've already established at 10-5. This is the duo now. This is the line in the sand. This is where we draw it up. You're either a Mahomes guy or you're a Lamar Jackson guy.
Real quick, you think it's definitely Lamar is there. No question about it. Like, he is the guy that should be in that conversation for sure.
I mean, how could he not be? He's an NFL MVP. He's taken the league by storm. What more can he do? If you look at his actual numbers and don't just listen to knuckleheads like us on the radio, all he's done is win in the NFL. Like, he's constantly been winning.
Well, I think you would go to a guy. I mean, I think you might even say, like, even Brady still. But I got you. I'm with you. So So, yeah, I think one thing, especially when we're talking about, like, your kids specifically, I think when you talk about those guys, Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes, when it comes to young people especially, that's like, I feel like those guys are right in their wheelhouse. They're young, they're exciting, they're running, they're doing things differently than they've ever been done before. So I feel like they're both extremely attractive, especially to the youngest fans out there. You know what I mean? Like I know everybody of all ages love Manning and Brady too, but the style that those guys had, it's just not, it's not as exciting, quite frankly.
Yeah, I mean, they're fun, they're energetic, they're themselves. I'll tell you, as a father of black children, Lamar Jackson is unapologetic who he is. There's no code switching, as they say, going on. And for me to have these role models for them also, and actually, I'm a father of a black child and a mixed child, so Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson kind of work out for me in those role models too. And they're just such good people. And that's kind of what I think people miss sometimes when they're talking about the Brady Manning debate, is not only did those guys play well, they lived up to it off the field. There, you never thought of like, oh, Tom Brady did this, or Peyton Manning was a jerk to this person. They were always guys you wanted your kids to look up to. I mean, Manning probably more so than in reality had that aw shucks personality about him. Then you hear stories and he's an absolute prankster and will reset people's phones to Japanese and do all kinds of things to other people just to mess with them. But they just had that great personality. When I see Lamar Jackson, find me a time when they're yelling at a teammate or making themselves look bad.
Yeah, I mean, and even honestly, even if they do, if they did like yell at a teammate, I feel like I would trust that with both of those guys, that it was necessary. It was for a good reason, and it was necessary to improve the team. Like, that was what was needed. If those guys are doing it. Because yeah, they're not the guys that you're gonna see getting in trouble. They really are. They seem like, by all accounts, they seem like really great individuals.
They also seem to be where the league is going with their quarterbacks. You know what I mean? You see sometimes when we have our periods of, we had our drop back quarterbacks for a while. Then you had your game manager quarterbacks for a while. Then you had your, I'm gonna throw the ball 60 times quarterback for a while. Right now it's, can I make those exciting throws, those throws that no one else makes, three or four times a game? And can I move a little bit with my feet? Obviously with Lamar, it's a lot with my feet, but can I do some other things that add to the game? And with the evolution of offensive football and the value in RPOs and being able to keep it and having a quarterback who can roll out and then also have his own run pass option on his own besides just handing the ball off and throw it, this is where the game is going. And I think you set these two up as the Manning versus Brady more so because they're going to be what the next generation is. I mean, look at the Jets. They drafted second. Mac Jones was there. All these other quarterbacks were there. And I think what happened is they saw flashes of Patrick Mahomes. Now, I'm not saying Zach Wilson is Mahomes. I'm not a delusional Jet fan. But he makes a couple throws where you're like, all right, there's only three guys in the league who can make that throw, and Mahomes is one of them.
I mean, that's definitely it will definitely be interesting to see how he ends up. And you're right. These young quarterbacks, that does seem to be the next evolution, which is interesting because it's always been a negative to be a guy that's a running option as well. It's always been, and to some people, I feel like it still is, obviously because of, you know, the potential for injury. But yeah, that does seem like where the league is going, and it's, I mean, it's super exciting for it.
Yeah, and I think it will change the league. I think more kids will be into it. I think we'll see a huge evolution of let's move forward and try to find guys who will be there. What for you would it take for a Lamar Jackson to fully solidify himself on that list of we have to get it? Does he have to win a Super Bowl? Does Mahomes have to win more than one Super Bowl?
Well, no. I mean, I think Mahomes is probably there already. In terms of Lamar, I do think that a Super Bowl will help, but even if it's winning a couple of big playoff games, I just feel like he has to do a little bit more. And I also don't feel like that's a real knock on Lamar because, I mean, he was a rookie in 2018. You know what I mean? It's not like he's been been in this league for 14 years. I mean, like Peyton hadn't come close to sniffing a Super Bowl at this point in his career where Lamar is. So really, if you were going to compare Lamar and Mahomes, the truth is that Mahomes is just way ahead of everybody else in terms of when he's accomplishing things that fast. I mean, to me, that's unheard of.
Yeah, you don't see a lot of guys win right off the bat and be that successful. And I guess we should have known.
When did Big Ben win his first one? I feel like he was
Young.
And I feel like Russell Wilson, too.
They were young, too. But then it seemed like they had that period where they didn't dominate the league for a little bit. They were really good, don't get me wrong, but they didn't dominate. But they also didn't necessarily do things that we've never seen before.
True.
That's what makes these guys special to me, is they're doing things that I've never seen other guys do. I've never seen quarterbacks play like Lamar. Yes, we've seen a Michael Vick. Vick didn't throw like Lamar. Lamar's stats, when you look at his passing numbers, it's weird. When you evaluate Lamar Jackson, if we took away his rushing numbers, I think we'd evaluate him as a better passer. And that just seems silly to me. We should look at it like, oh, wow, he's putting up these great passing numbers. His touchdown to interception ratio is like 3-1. And then all of a sudden, we'd say, oh, but he rushes for 1,000 yards. I guess he's not a pocket passer, which isn't true.
Right. Yeah, it's totally unfair, and I don't totally get why that distinction is there. Except, I mean, the only thing with a running quarterback is the fear of injury, right? So, like, why else would that be a knock on somebody?
I don't know, and I think it's just, as humans, we're so conditioned to see things a certain way, and we want our glory days. I mean, look, when I look around here for the card show, I'm not even looking for a Lamar Jackson or a Patrick Mahomes. I'm like, man, can I get a Ken O'Brien? You know what I mean? Because that's what I saw as a kid, and that's what I want to go back to is
and
that
that's
level.
What you can afford.
And that's what I can afford also. That does help, too. I mean, people think radio is glorious till they get their first paycheck.
Most people can't afford a $15,000 Mahomes card that you'll find here.
Yeah, but that's what's great about this place. So you can get whatever level you're on. You can find it here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club Sports Card and Memorabilia Show. But we want what we saw. I think sports is so much of just give me nostalgia. I don't want to get old. I don't want to die. I just want to live in that happy, stress-free time of being a kid.
100%, man. And that's why even if you don't collect cards, if you're a sports fan, you should really come check out this card show. And I just say that because the nostalgia will be there. Even if you don't care about buying cards, you don't care about opening anything, you don't want any new cards, hey, there's plenty of old cards to look at as well. But no matter what, it will be like a walk down memory lane, incredibly nostalgic.
Huge. It's just a huge bring me back to being a kid and going to the card store on Larkfield Road in East Northport that no one knows what I'm talking about. But for me, it's what everybody should have done as a child. You know what I mean? And that's what I felt like walking in here. Except for here, the people don't take advantage of you like the card guy used to do to me.
Right, sure. Well, that's fair.
I mean, this is great. We are here live at the Palm Beach Kennel Club for the Sports Card and Memorabilia Show. It's from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. We're going to be on the air here on ESPN 106.3 until 11 o'clock, talking sports, talking card show. Jamar, before we go to break, did you catch any of those college football scores or what's been happening around college football yesterday?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
I mean, Clemson lost to NC
State. That's nuts, dude. Double overtime. That's I'm stunned. Unranked NC State. That's insane.
And then West Virginia almost pulled off the upset last night, too, against Oklahoma. I think I came on here today. I was going to get into it with you and be like, this parody in college football. And then I just started looking at Georgia and Alabama. I'm like, all right, maybe not so much.
Yeah, exactly.
But I think we may see a couple new faces in the college football playoffs.
Yeah,
I think
Florida.
I think that's really good for college football, though, to get some guys in there that aren't just Clemson, aren't just Alabama every single year.
I totally agree. Like a team like Notre Dame looked great this weekend.
Yeah, they look really good. And Wisconsin made the mistake, though. And I know our sister stations of Wisconsin don't like when you play in Notre Dame. You don't play House of Pain, jump up, get around, whatever the song is.
Well, that's their song.
You just can't do it. Not against a bunch of Irish kids who grew up. I mean, I was an Irish kid on Long Island. The only football team I had was Notre Dame. The only rap group I had that looked like me was House of Pain. So that gets me fired up. Imagine about those football players. And, man, did they look good.
Yeah, they really. And I will say, though, that game was a lot closer than the final score would indicate. They got like three sort of cheap scores at the end. Not cheap scores, but scores that, like, you probably don't get if they don't have to air it out every time. Like, I think they had two pick sixes nearing the end. Like, yeah, it was pretty, I don't know. So it wasn't quite as bad as it seemed, but they looked great.
Yeah, you can't, especially in college football. And certain coaches, the good ones, I'll say, they're not playing to the scoreboard of, let me keep this close and look good. They're saying, let's throw it all against the wind and try to make a miraculous comeback. And that's what Wisconsin tried to do, and Notre Dame just happened to capitalize
exactly.
on it and go the other way. But for that Wisconsin, I mean, Notre Dame quarterback who came from Wisconsin, that had to feel good.
Yeah.
You transfer out, go back and beat your old team in a special game in Chicago. Like, that had to feel really good for the Long Island kid.
I'm sure you're right.
You know what feels good, though? Is looking at all these smiling. Look at that kid right up there. Dad's in an Eagles shirt. He's up there smiling, wheeling and dealing, probably spending his dad's money. And that's when kids are happiest. There's just so much going on here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. And again, you don't have to step away from your NFL football. 500 TVs. The NFL ticket, a full bar, a menu. There's drinks, food, door prizes. There's things you can win. Signed Icon is giving away prizes. So you know there's memorabilia here. I think there's a contest to win a trip to Dolphin Stadium against the Colts. There is so much you can win here at Palm Beach Kennel Club besides just the normal great event that we are seeing. So, Jamar, we got everybody till 11. I am super excited for this show. I'm super excited to be here. Are you selling anything today?
I don't think so, man. I think I'm going to take it easy today.
Just enjoy the ride.
That's
a little
exactly
bit.
That's exactly right.
How about, did you know what's going on here at the Kennel Club, too? I mean, this past week, Nick DiPaolo was here to kick off the comedy tour on Thursdays in the paddock.
Like, yeah.
That's serious comedy right there.
Yeah, dude. And they've got, in a couple of weeks, they've got Kevin Farley.
Wow.
Yeah, Chris's brother. And
who, if you listen to him, you think it's Chris Farley when you hear him talking. Like, they sound a lot in interviews, yeah.
I've seen him a million times in movies and stuff, but I've never heard any of his stand-up or, you know.
I just heard him in an interview, and I was like, is that? And I was like, wait, that can't be. Am I confused? You know, you get all confused. You start saying, is that him? Yeah. So, yeah, he's a real funny guy himself. So they're going to have some big names here for comedy show. This place, like, the dogs left, and you're like, oh, man. But it just keeps growing and growing, and they're coming up with better and bigger and better ways. There's no place better to be than PBKC. And we're going to be here till 11. J-Mart's going to be here all day. Everything happens here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show. Here's Chris Coquel and J-Mart.
Welcome back into the Palm Beach Kennel Club here on ESPN 106.3. Your home for all things that are happening in Palm Beach County and the Treasure Coast sports, and really all things that are just happening, like this Palm Beach Kennel Club sports and memorabilia show here at PBKC till 4 p.m. today. And we are joined by the man putting it all on for us, Mr. Noah Carbone. You're still rocking the Eagles shirts, huh?
How do you feel about your squad?
Good. I think we're headed in the right direction. I think the coach is still getting used to the play calling. And that showed a little bit last week, but I think we're heading in the right direction. I think we have a lot of draft equity for next year, so that's going to be good. I think the younger receivers, we need some O-line help. We have some injuries again, so we're getting old there. But overall, no, I'm optimistic. I like Hurts more than I like Tua right now, so I'm glad I went in that direction.
At least
when
for the
I
next
started.
3 weeks.
Right, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, how much does that affect, you bring up a Tua getting hurt and we're at the Palm Beach Kennel Club, how much does that affect his value? Like, is there starting to be a panic mode on Tua?
Yeah, so I'm seeing two things. I'm seeing people saying, selling for half price, and other people coming in saying, I'll buy whatever you have. So it's still split. It's almost split right down the middle. So right now, if you're on the buy side, come on in and get them, because I know there's deals out there. I see a ton of Tuas on the table.
Yep.
The people, if you still have confidence in your team and your quarterback, if that's your guy, now's the time to get it. This is probably the best opportunity to buy Tua.
Absolutely.
Where you could still do well.
One of the things they say, Coquel, in terms of collecting sports cards is buy the dip. So if you got a guy like Tua that you believe in, when he has banged up ribs and he's out for three games, that's a perfect time to buy him. Because if you still think he's great, his prices are going to dip lower than they have been. And other people are going to be jumping off the bandwagon. There's going to be a lot of negativity surrounding him. Right. But it's the best time to buy.
Right. And if you have confidence in him, which I was at the game last week, and I sat through every single minute down in Miami. And what I saw was I saw a quarterback, as compared to the other second-year guys, a little bit anxious. He looked like he was pressing. I don't think he was recognizing the blitzes off the corner. And even when Jacoby got in there, a guy would blitz off the corner, and he would know to attack that area. As, you know, coaches, that's the first thing you learn. If they're blitzing from there, look for the guy on that side to throw to. They're short a guy on that side. You have the numbers. And he wasn't seeing it. So you could talk about the offensive line problems. I get that, but we're talking about guys running free on a blitz, and he didn't know how to deal with that yet.
Yeah, I'm worried about his view. I've never been completely sold on him. And also, like, at some point, the injuries of Tua are going to be his story. You know, there's a time where we stick with these guys, and, oh, but he's going to be really good. He could just stay healthy. Oh, that's a freak injury. But there's broken finger, hip, ankles, and now his ribs, like, it just keep piling up.
I know that firsthand. Being a Philadelphia Eagle fan, we have the Carson Wentz situation, and now, you know,
how is he playing on two sprained ankles?
Right, so now he leaves us and he goes to Indy, and we're talking about, oh, problems in Philly or whatever, but we're having the same problems where we're holding the ball too long and we're taking hits and we're missing games. I heard a coach say the best ability for a player is availability, and Carson Wentz does not meet that, and Tua is not meeting that right now. And I think today, depending on how the game goes with the Raiders, the Deshaun Watson thing, as much as I'm not a fan of it in any way, I think that's going to get expedited if they happen to get blown out today.
And we hope they don't. You know, we're pulling for the Dolphins, not just because of the hometown team, but a Dwyer kid is starting a quarterback in Jacoby Brissett. Yeah. So for me, as someone who's probably way too deep into high school sports around here, I'll be glued to that TV just rooting for Jacoby, because by all accounts, Jacoby's one of the nicer people you can meet as well, but also just because it's good for us. It's good for us locally if Brissett proves himself to really be a full-time starter.
Yeah, my kids went to school with him at Dwyer, and by all accounts, he was a great guy. He was, and that was a difference when he stepped in and those blitzers were coming. He's enough of a veteran, and it's not an extensive veteran. He's, what, six, seven years now.
But he had that 1 year of real starting action, which helps.
And he's able to pick these things up and recognize where Tua is not yet. So they have a better chance to win today, in my opinion.
What about with rookie quarterbacks? Because you guys, I know you're big with the young guys. You're big Luka guy in basketball, which I think a lot of people are big Luka guys, but a big Luka guy in basketball cards. What about a Trevor Lawrence who, wow, he threw for 350 yards and three touchdowns. Oh, he threw for four interceptions as well. Like, you just don't know what you're going to get. How does that get evaluated for a guy?
Well, he is – so he's a little bit of a different guy because he's like that, you know, he's the all-American kid – good looking, tall, strapping. Like, that stuff actually, that stuff does matter when it comes to card values. It really does. So I think he's one of those guys that he's going to have to play pretty bad for his cards to dip. But he's pretty strong right now.
And it's funny about the small market teams, and Jacksonville is a small market team by all accounts. When it's bad, it's good that you're in a small market. He's playing bad. If he was in a large market, look out. Now, when he plays well and they start winning, now you're actually losing on any equity because he's in a small market and nobody's paying attention. So you see that with some of the West Coast teams or smaller market teams. I think Russell Wilson's values are low because they're all the way up in, you know, the Northwest, and it might get less exposure. So it's pretty interesting how the dynamics of where a player plays. Pat Mahomes being in Kansas City, it doesn't help him. If Patty's in any team in New York, forget it.
We were talking about Pat Mahomes last segment, and I had called the Mahomes Lamar Jackson the new Brady Manning. Do you agree with me, or am I jumping the gun there with them? And how do those cards reflect to a young Brady Manning back when they were, you know, kids in their cards?
So it's early. So we're talking two teams. I think what makes it a little tougher is two teams in two separate divisions. I think that makes it a little tough because they're not going to run into each other so often. I am excited about the Justin Herbert playing against Patty today. So you're going to see that matchup twice a year, right, for the next indefinite years. By all accounts, he's a pretty good quarterback. So I think that dynamic sets up better for a long-term rivalry.
It's funny because it really goes back to what you just said, because I forget about Justin Herbert all the time. And I think it's because he plays for a team that I still call the San Diego Chargers.
Right. They can't even fill their stadium.
They're not, yeah. And they're not in San Diego. Like, right. I still call them that because I forget because they're over there and they're not filling the stadium. But anyone who watches him play raves about the kid.
You know, I do think it's funny in terms of that comparison, Lamar and Mahomes to Brady and Manning. The idea, because if we're really looking at that, the equivalence there is Peyton Manning and Lamar Jackson. Like, comparing Peyton Manning and Lamar Jackson, like, using them in the same spot in a comparison is a weird thing to me.
So, this is interesting.
Even though I agree with it.
And I'm a big Homer guy, so I got this Homer stat, and I saw it on my one of my Facebook feeds this week. Lamar Jackson has the same amount of 300-yard passing games as Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has started 6, and Lamar is well over 30. So, put that in perspective. So, when you start thinking about quarterbacks and what their job is, especially with the card investing, people want to see gunslingers, guys who are airing it out, maybe throw for 500 yards. I get it right now. We're seeing a flash. In my opinion, that only goes so long. So it's hard to going to be able to get a consistent rivalry when we're 5, 6, 7 years down the line where he loses a step. I've seen it firsthand with Michael Vick, Randall Cunningham, all those players in Philly.
But the only thing I'll disagree with respectfully is Lamar's passing numbers are pretty good. They just don't have the huge yard numbers attached to him.
Right.
Like, he's efficient, and his touchdown passes are great every single year. You know what I mean? But he just doesn't do it. And I get caught doing the same thing, and I think a lot of analysts do, where we almost hold the rushing against him instead of saying it's an additional stat.
Right, because there's only so many plays in a game, and you only get so many touches. So if he's running for 100-plus yards – okay, now the running back's going for 100 yards as well.
It's
now, how many plays are left to throw the ball? You don't have that many. Do you even need to throw the ball? I don't know. He ran up the middle during the game against Kansas City. Like, not only quarterback I've ever seen, but player I have ever seen with some of the cutbacks and stuff he was doing on the linebackers to create space. It was just ridiculous.
Oh, he's a monster.
Yeah.
He really – there are times when he looks like a man among boys, and – obviously, I mean, that's insane in the NFL.
And he looks more and more like a man. He doubled in size in the last 2 years as well. Like, his arms are huge now. His neck is huge. He's becoming that grown man.
He seems pretty durable too, which is a plus. It's definitely a plus.
Although he felt his old age. I don't know if you guys heard. After he did the flip into the end zone, he said his shoulder was sore, his hip was sore. He's like, all right, maybe I'm not as young as I used to be. I was like, in my head, I'm like, maybe it was the 30 shots you took running the ball as well. That could be why you're sore.
Right.
But it's a good idea not to do any flips in the end zone.
No, you can't go down like that, like the Grammatica where he tears his hamstring on a celebration. You don't want to be
terrible.
That guy.
Absolutely.
No, you cannot. What about you guys here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club? You guys are having these comedy shows. Nick DiPaolo was just here.
It was pretty awesome.
I mean, how awesome is this going on right
so
now?
So next one, less than 2 weeks, is Kevin Farley. The room is beautiful. The stage, like when I first saw it on Thursday, I was like, wow, this looks amazing. Tickets are on sale for that now, and they're actually relatively inexpensive. I think they're $20 and $25.
Yeah.
I think that's correct. Yeah. And there's not a bad seat in the house. You're basically in a small venue. So what was great about it is when Nick finished, he actually walked out where the crowd is, and he's, you know, taking pictures, signing autographs, and saying hi to everybody. You're not going to get that at any other place where the comedian goes out the back door and you never see him.
Yeah, they go out back behind the stage
right.
And they're gone.
A real intimate environment, and it was great. So, yeah, Kevin Farley and then
Jimmy Walker,
which is pretty awesome.
That's amazing. You guys amaze me every single week. I'm like, all right, I think about coming here and doing the sports card show, and I just check out what's going on. I'm like, wait, I thought things were going away. There's more happening. You guys gained more. You guys are doing so much more. There's just so much excitement. Even today with the NFL ticket. Even today with the NFL ticket, having 500 TVs and the NFL ticket, people can come do this and watch the games and have drinks and have food and just do everything here.
And play cards. And then, I'm not speaking out of turn now because the boss said it, but a sports book coming here shortly, which, everybody kind of have hearing stories and news, so... Stay tuned to the Palm Beach Kennel Club. Stay tuned to our website. Stay tuned to ESPN. You're going to get information when that goes live. We want to get everybody set up and ready to go to bet their favorite NFL games. It's going to be fun.
And we will. Make sure you guys stay tuned, Noah. Thank you again for saving our show.
All right.
I mean, not only are you saving our town with all these events, you're saving our show here.
No, you guys are great. Thank you.
That was Noah Carbone of the Palm Beach Kennel Club. We're going to take a quick break. We got Jesse from Signed Icon coming up next on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show. Here's Chris Coquel and J-Mart.
Kennel Club Sports and Memorabilia Show here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club on the second floor. Jesse from Signed Icon is going to join us in a little bit as well. We're full of guests today, J-Mar. Yeah, look at us. We're feeling special. Or we're doing such a bad job in the radio, they said, let's get some big names in here. And Tom Rooney joins us now. Thank you so much for coming on. We're excited to be here. I mean, this is amazing. Every single week, every time I come in here, I'm like, this thing's getting bigger and better and more exciting.
Yeah, I mean, I my son's been pestering me to come down here for a few weeks because he's got these Pokemon cards. I'm like, you know, Steelers play at 1. I kind of got to get my routine for the games this afternoon. I'm like, all right, we'll go down for an hour. And now, of course, I'm like, where's the ATM machine? Seeing like these Mickey Mantle cards and Roberto Clemente. Just like, I can't help myself.
Well, you grew up Pirates fan, right?
Yeah.
So, Roberto Clemente would be good. Are you still a Pirates fan?
I am, unfortunately. I mean, it's been pretty tough the last few years, but we'll see. I mean, you know, we've let go all of our stars and trying to build up, you know, rebuilding, and got a lot of good prospects. But the problem is once we can afford them, that's when we end up dishing them for new prospects, and it's a bad cycle to get into, and so
is it bad for me that I have zero empathy for sports fans growing up a Jets fan? Like for other sports fans, I just don't feel bad for you that you're a Pirates fan. I'm a Knicks fan.
Well, especially if you know they're Steelers. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
So much success.
Oh no, your Pirates aren't doing great right now.
It's pretty much like the Jets, I guess. But
that we talked about that earlier. Is there is stuff for everyone? If you want to come bring your kids here, or selfishly just bring yourself, bring your kids because they're gonna find something to do as well, and then you can just have your own fun while they're here in this safe environment, the atmosphere. I have not seen one person not smiling in this whole place.
Yeah, and the other cool thing is these vendors are extremely nice. Like, I'm asking the stupidest questions, and like, because they're telling me like what a card is ranked. I guess the highest you can get is 10, but that's basically like it's still in its wrapper. Versus there's a Mickey Mantle up there it's ranked like a 6, and that's why it's $800. But then there's pretty much the same card that's ranked like a 3, and it's $100. To me, I can't really tell the difference of wear and tear, but, you know,
totally.
If you're really into this stuff, that stuff matters a lot.
Oh, big time. Big time.
But the vendors are cool with being patient with knuckleheads like me, so.
Absolutely, especially if it's knuckleheads that they think might actually buy one of those
ATM machine.
One of those cars for sure. And there's so much going on, even with the Kennel Club now, in terms of the world of politics and things coming down the pike. But how happy are you to not be in politics right now?
Yeah, I spent 10 years up there in Washington, and, you know, occasionally, like Sunday morning, I'll turn on some of the Sunday shows and see that, you know, that this deal or that deal is about to collapse. I'm like, yep, nothing changes. Like, that's exactly the same crap that we were doing, where, like, you'd think that you'd get something accomplished and then it's all going to fall apart because, like, this group of five or that group of five is going to blow it up. And then, you know, we basically just increase the debt limit and pass like sort of like a budget, and that's it, and there's no bills that can accomplish anything anymore, and it's just unfortunate. So to answer your question, no, I don't. I sort of like dip my toe in every once in a while just to see what's going on, and then I come to look at baseball cards.
I tell you, one of the biggest surprises ever for me was your brother Pat deciding to run when he did, because his personality seems so antithetical to the idea of
well, yeah, he told me literally, this is a true story, I won, and he's just like, man, maybe I should run for politics. He's like, if you can win, then anybody can win. I'm like, and he did.
And you can tell you're much happier and you have a lot more free time. We sit down and we'll go a little behind the scenes. Broke down a rain delay of a high school football game on a Friday night. So absolutely, you have some time to do some of those things and watch your Benjamin Buccaneers.
Yeah, no, I'm helping coach the JV. My freshman son's up here. And so, you know, being able to have the time to do that, my older son's a senior captain on varsity. So getting to go to all these games, and I played for Benjamin back in the 80s. So sort of reconnecting with all the machinations of high school football in Florida. And we've got a really good team. And just, you know, a lot of the guys that are coaching now I played with in high school. So it's like, you know, come full circle, but it's a lot of stress, and it's not easy dealing with high school teenage boys, especially freshmen. Very emotional, much more than I remember, but but it's cool. It's a lot easier than Congress.
And the squad is good, though. I mean, we'll get off of high school. Jamar knows this is my lane. I could talk high school football all day long. Yeah. But that win over Cardinal Newman made sure everybody say, hey, don't forget about us here. We know Jack Daniels is back. No slander to Newman or Jack Daniels, but we've got a program. Coach Kresser has this thing humming for a long time now. Don't forget about us over here in Benjamin.
Yeah, you know, Coach Daniels is, I, by the way, met him right before that game. Very nice guy. I know that he's going to build something special at Newman. We've been together now for a couple years. His team is pretty much new. And so I think that I kind of felt like we had the advantage. Didn't know how it was going to play out. My son caught a touchdown pass in that game, so I was really psyched. But, you know, that's going to be a great rivalry for Northern Palm Beach County moving forward, Benjamin versus Newman. You know, I belong to a golf course up in North County, and everybody I play golf with either went to Benjamin or Newman. So, you know, we're always like hazing each other. And
we won't talk about the money that changed hands when they play each other.
Yeah, so Coach Daniels is going to put together a good program at Newman, and we're going to have a great rivalry, hopefully.
I'm excited. I'm excited for that. I'm excited for everything here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club again. The things that are just growing, and every single week I feel like I get an email and I get notifications of new things that are happening, these comedy shows that are going on now. There's just the fact that I can sit here and do the card show and I don't have to rush home to be miserable and watch the Jets lose. I can watch the games here with the NFL ticket. How exciting is that for you and the family to know that things changed, but they're changing, and now we've adapted and everything's getting better and bigger?
No, it's very exciting to think of what might be coming, especially with, you know, potentially the sports book deal. And you know, you just got to make sure that you put yourself in a position that you're part of the ride and you're not kind of left behind. And that's, I think, where we are right now is just making sure that we continue to stay up with the changing times, as you say, and that we're able to adapt and adjust. And I think that that's what makes businesses like this successful. So,
well, Tom Rooney, we appreciate time. Before we let you go, all right, I missed part of it. Who is on your shirt? What am I looking at right here?
This is Furkan Korkmaz, who is a bench player for the Sixers. I don't know if you've been following like all this drama with Ben Simmons. He's not going to play for us. Even I don't know why. We were number one team last year, and so he keeps putting out these videos of him shooting threes, even though he refused to shoot for the Sixers.
Right.
So he put out the video on Barstool or whatever a couple weeks ago, and it's literally just him sort of sitting around thinking. It's like so bizarre and kooky. It's just like, this is what Philadelphia wants to see, you know. He's kind of a character, but it's just kind of a good antithesis of Ben.
That's pretty funny. The great Tom Rooney, we appreciate the time. We're staying here, though. We're going to let Tom go and Joey and go buy that Mickey Mantle card or some Pokemon cards. I don't even know which one costs more now, because Pokemon's got a crazy following for as real. Well, we're going to be back. Jesse from Signed Icons going to join us. We got you till 11, but the card show, more importantly, is here till 4 o'clock. We have all the games on, 500 TVs, the Sunday NFL ticket. There's a bar, there's food, there's cards. There's anything you want to do on a Sunday, it's here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. So get here and stay here, because we're coming back in a minute on ESPN 106.3.
Live from the second floor of the legendary Palm Beach Kennel Club, the PBKC Sports Card Show. Here's Chris Coquel and J-Mart.
We are back live at the Palm Beach Kennel Club for the Sports Card and Memorabilia Show featuring Signed Icon. Guys, get out here. Get to the Palm Beach Kennel Club. There's no better way to spend your Sunday than coming here today. Again, there's sports cards, there's memorabilia, there's Pokemon things, there's a bunch of things I don't even know what they are, but all I know is everyone around them is smiling and rifling through them. There's giveaways, there's a trip to the Dolphins game, there's a bar, there's food, oh, there's football, there's the NFL ticket, there's 500 TVs, and there's Jesse Del Benny from Signed Icon. Most importantly here, Jesse, appreciate you joining us again.
Thanks, guys. Thanks for having me, man.
I mean, again, I know we said it last week, but this thing just keeps growing and growing.
Yeah, it's exciting, you know? And we were worried about football, and we have the ticket here. So we have everything you need.
I mean, how much do you watch? I know we've talked about this in the past, though. How much are you going to be watching and saying, all right, who's doing good? Let me move a jersey. Oh, let me get my price gun out. Let me 4 touchdowns today for Lamar. All right, let's see if Lamar Jackson can do something here.
I mean, I heard somebody tell me something about the Houston Texans quarterback, Davis Mills. Is that's his name?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buy Davis Mills. Buy him up, you know? So we're definitely looking all day long. We're definitely excited to see stuff on the TV, touchdowns. Fantasy football, like I keep saying, fantasy football is big in the card market. Same kind of concept, man.
Who are you buying right now?
Football-wise, I'm buying Tua. Hey!
Wait.
You're a Tua believer? I am a Tua believer, and Tua's low because a lot of other people aren't Tua believers.
Yep.
But I'll tell you what. The way Brissett played last week when Tua left the game, Tua's going to still have some opportunities.
Oh, whoa. That's a Dwyer kid. He went to high school.
Love Brissett.
Oh, Jacoby Brissett.
Love Brissett. Didn't look great, though.
I do. No, he didn't. I'm hoping now, maybe with a week of preparation, he will look good. And because honestly, for him, and I tell this to some of the guys who I've coached that have gone on to the league, and it's like, just get on the roster, even if you don't play, and just like the backup quarterback is the best job in the league.
Yeah,
you can, your sports card's not going to be worth much, but you can sit there and be on a roster for 15 years and be a Josh McCown and never actually get hit and just practice all day. Like that's the job.
Absolutely.
Wait, who's your team again?
Eagles. Go Birds.
Wow, lots of Eagles fans.
Lots of Eagles fans.
We're strong
here.
We got a strong family here.
How do you feel about the Eagles right now?
I love Jalen Hurts. I think the last game was a big, big game for us. I think we needed to get that win to really push forward for a playoff team. But play calling, we were there. We had the game, but whatever. Good defense. I like it.
You do think Jalen Hurts. What about him as a sports card? Will he blow up, or is he not enough of the household name? Because some guys get bigger names out of college, like a Trevor Lawrence, where you know who he is, or Zach Wilson gets to play in New York, so everyone knows who he is. Jalen Hurts is a guy who just seems to be, all right, maybe you don't believe me, I'm going to win here. All right, you don't believe me, I'm going to win in this college. All right, you don't believe me, I'm going to win for the Eagles. He's just a guy who just does his job.
He's the biggest opportunity, in my opinion, because he's a good quarterback. He's going to be the starter for a while. Eagles, Philadelphia, great fan base, and he's still undervalued. You know, I mean, think about guys like Lamar Jackson and Patrick Mahomes and Josh Allen. These guys were forgotten about, if you will, in their draft classes, and now they're the top of the card market. You know, so Jalen Hurts is the type of guy that you want to invest in.
Josh Allen's a guy I can't figure out because I've never seen someone improve their accuracy like that and just get that much better. And he was a guy I thought was going to be a bust out of college. I just from that small school, you just didn't. I was like, all right, yeah, he's big. He can throw the ball. Doesn't mean he can play quarterback. Now you see that with a Trey Lance. Does the success of a Josh Allen help a Trey Lance in his card value? Or is it just like, all right, we know Josh did this. Let's just keep an eye on a Trey Lance in San Francisco and see what he can do.
Yes. The answer to that is yes, because everybody's different. They're all different. I mean, we felt the same way about Carson Wentz, you know, small school kind of guy, came out, was strong at first, and then kind of went down. And, you know, with the card market, though, is with quarterbacks, it's never going to be an off time. People are already looking to sell or already looking to buy. It doesn't matter. Doesn't matter how they're playing. That only affects the how they're being bought or sold. But they're still hot in the card market. So in that aspect, they're going to be hot in the card market regardless of your starting quarterback or like Eason, who was supposed to start, is now not starting. We're not sure if he's starting. If he's going to start again, he's hot in the card market.
What about for like, and I know we think nationally and bigger things because the world is so small with the internet and everything else right now. What about a local kid like a Lamar Jackson or even he's a safety, but a Justin Simmons out of Martin County? Is there any value like out of the store on West Palm Beach where you're like, all right, these guys are local people. So that there were Jacoby Brissett. He went to Dwyer. Is there some kind of value that increases there because they're hometown kids and maybe it's got a little just a nostalgia value?
I think that it adds to the fan value for sure.
So I think as opposed to just the value of the card, I think it what you're talking about affects more the interest level of the card. There's going to be more interest in Jacoby Brissett cards in South Florida than there are in other, you know, sort of parts of the world. But when you talk about going to like the local teams, like a Dwayne Wade is a great person
to sell here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? When you talk about the local teams, the local pro teams, there's definitely a value difference here.
They like the Jazz lifer around here?
Yeah. I mean, I could give you a perfect example. Tyler Harrow. Perfect example. Okay. Had a down season last year. Around the card market, that guy's cards have dropped off a cliff. But in South Florida, you would never think anything changed.
Yep.
Could move his cards no problem because we have hope. Everybody's Heats fans, and he's the hottest rookie that's come out since, you know.
That's exactly right.
Jesse, we appreciate the time. We are up against it. Thank you. Everybody come out and see Jesse Unsigned Icon here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club here till 4 o'clock. And if you can't get here today, go to 200 South Olive Avenue and get to the store. Again, 200 South Olive Avenue, Signed Icon. And the great part about Jesse is he's going to talk you through everything and let you know what you're doing. Because for people like me, you may not understand the sports card and memorabilia office. It's nice to have nice people there to help us through as we try to learn and go through. So get out here. Watch the games today. 500 TV, Sunday NFL ticket, cards, sports memorabilia, drinks, J-Mart. Everything you need is here at the Palm Beach Kennel Club. So we're gone from the show, but make sure you get down here.